We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back in to the best hour of Show and Vern. I am Ron, the show Hughley. That's Joshua Lamont, Vern, your, and Dimples himself. And according to the 816, you guys aren't going to make it a year.
Text line here is asking about the video, if they can see it. Did you retweet it?
No.
Retweet it so people can see it. I'll retweet it so people can see it. Sorry about that. Yeah,
I thought about wearing such a better outfit yesterday too, and then I thought I'd be comfortable. I could just see Mr. Spector. Told ya.
Now Patrick Peterson's tweeting at Antonio Brown.
Patrick Peterson needs to shut the hell up. All right, I retweeted
That's just real.
At Josh Vernier 610, the KCTV5 news story starring Ron. Hughley.
It's not just start. You're in it.
Ronnie. Well, Hughley.
It's just Ron.
Fanning's in it as well.
He could have had the decency of taking that hat off. That's ridiculous. Here to me, we're having fun with the KCTV5 thing, and we went into Cleveland and we talked to Cleveland. We're having fun with this stuff, but Here's the part, though, that is... What, you jackass? What?
Protein Alcy with the purpose. Text line 69306 from the 660. Show you're never going to get on Channel 9 name-dropping Satan. That's true. They have standards there. They got certain standards over there at Channel 9.
Yeah. They've got people who can fall asleep during sports.
Also, now we're going in on Channel 9?
Yeah, we will. Yeah, to tell me I don't have the standards because I said Satan. They got people snoring. 3-minute sports segments.
Can I get any context? I don't know about that.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about either.
Sure you don't. Most people in Kansas City know what I'm talking about. Oh. The Royals? All right. Anyhow. We've had a lot of fun. But here is the part that is concerning to me as I look up right here on the TV right now showing the timeline events that happened with Kareem Hunt. The part about it that is so wild, if you step away, is, Vern, you and I know as we sit right here, even if this goes poorly with Kareem Hunt, even if Kareem Hunt has another issue, like we zero tolerance, this is not Kareem Hunt's last chance. That's the part about it. Like, because I think one big part that me and you have stuck on is, you know, how much has he really improved himself? Like, because how could you in his mind think to yourself, I'm invincible? A lot of these professional athletes, especially the young ones who haven't been through a whole lot, see themselves as invincible. He would be the perfect person if you think he would continue to have issues. And he got back this quick. He got a raise to what he was going to make. That's the part about it is, even if he, in his mind, could think, look, I'm back in it, baby. Big Kareem is back at it. And I'm in a popular team with a young quarterback, and I'm about to win again. I'm making more money this year. The part about it is, Vern, this isn't, even if he screws up, this isn't his last chance. And I think he knows this isn't his last chance.
He understands and takes full accountability the egregious act that he committed. He is extremely remorseful for his actions. What he has done is he has sought professional counseling with regards moving forward in anything like this situation. Once he understands his situation, he is now working towards being a better man moving forward. By no means, from an organizational standpoint, is this a guarantee of anything. As we all know, you know, trust has to be earned, and that has to be earned with the Cleveland Browns organization and the community of Cleveland moving forward.
Don't just shake your head listening to all of that. Trust has to be earned. What are you talking about? How does trust have to be earned? You're the one that drafted him. You trusted him then. He got into, two fights in Kansas City, another one in Put-in Bay, and there's video of him putting his hands on a woman. Oh, but hey, let's see what you got. You got a clean slate. It's the same guy that you drafted.
Gotta earn it.
Yeah, that was in the statement from John Dorsey yesterday, and then, of course, he speaks his words. You know, anything like this happens again, and you're a goner here in Cleveland. You know, they say the same thing in Kansas City. The teams love to preach zero tolerance. The teams. But there are more than one team in the NFL. Okay, so the zero tolerance opportunity with the Chiefs, that's gone. Zero tolerance with the Browns could be gone. Now I only have 30 other opportunities to land a job. Of course, I hope that Kareem Hunt has made the change in his life where we won't need to go down this road again. But if he has, it's not because of anything that the NFL has done. It's not because of any program that they've laid out for him. It's not because of any penalty that they've hit him with. The only way, in my opinion, he's made a change in his life is if he has just straight up matured and realized the ills of his previous ways. If he hasn't done that, well, then the NFL can't judge Kareem Hunt because the NFL is likely to offer him another job.
Because we agree, all three of us, right? If he were to go out on the town in Cleveland some point this year and get into a fight and get arrested, his career is not over.
In Cleveland, it'll likely be over. I can't even guarantee that it'll be over.
In Cleveland.
Because how many did he get into here in Kansas City? And it took a video.
Do you think that they would hide it?
Of course they would.
They would try to hide it.
Yeah, I don't think the Chiefs are unique in their willingness to brush things under the rug. I think that's a very NFL thing. Look, the biggest stories are always the ones that are accompanied by video. So, yeah, if it's just those fights we heard reportedly down at Mosaic, if it's something like that where it's just all hearsay,
they could pull that off.
Yeah, they'll easily just move on and go, hey, you know, we've talked with him. He said it's an isolated incident and signing with Cleveland, and it won't happen again. We're excited to see what he does on
the
Sunday.
Cleveland local news could be just filming, and he could then come across the camera getting into a fight with someone and getting arrested. His football career, if he was producing, it'll still continue. Washington will sign him. Mm-hmm. Seahawks, Patriots. It'll continue. I mean, how many opportunities has Josh Gordon had? And I understand that it's different, even with the threat that he would get suspended for a year. But as many times as he's had issues and reverted back, like as long as someone thinks that you have, that's the only time it's over is when people don't think you have the talent.
Ray Rice. Yeah, how many times have we heard other teams make the statement we just heard from John Dorsey, we understand his past and we have a zero tolerance? I mean, those teams that you just listed off, Redskins, Seahawks, I know that they've taken in second chance guys, or they've taken in guys that have made mistakes or made awful mistakes and then kept them on the team. I know that Clark Cat in Seattle.
Oh, Frankie.
Yeah, we all know about what the Redskins did this previous season. No, there's zero reason, if Kareem Hunt hasn't made a change in his life, there's zero reason why the NFL is giving him a reason to change.
This class will have the ability to compete for championships.
That's right, baby.
It's the style of team, the speed that will develop and develop nicely.
So we're proud. I think the coaching staff did a great job.
Les Miles.
Oh, my God.
Head coach of Kansas. I believe real star. He's in movies. He had a write-up, Serta told us. What was that, in Sports Illustrated, Serta? The beautiful Les Miles, the most popular, second most popular coach in the area.
It was.
Behind Bill Self.
He eats Chipotle every day, apparently.
Sick. Good also, it makes me like him even less.
It's not sick to eat Chipotle every day.
Every day?
It's not sick.
Oh, God.
It's good.
No. That bathroom's getting a workout.
Depending on what he's getting.
He's also having fun.
He's a good man, man.
And wears an Apple Watch.
I'm going to tell you what.
What? How do you know he wears an Apple Watch?
He also drives like a maniac.
What? Where are you pulling these? I don't even know if they're facts. Where are you pulling
from
this
Sports from? Sports Illustrated. He's 20 pounds lighter than he was at LSU. Oh,
he right? does look good.
Because he's vegan.
He looks amazing. He looks
And he colored his hair.
Good.
Obviously.
Yeah. He looked, obviously.
I'm just assuming that.
Yeah, he got the Walt Frazier. Kiefernet did.
Oh, so that's not that's the lone made-up thing that Serta just gave
yeah,
us.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Good.
He drives like
a
maniac.
I do feel like he's getting to me a little too much.
Yesterday, Less or Serta?
Less.
Okay.
My friend called me yesterday and was like, man, you really about this KU thing? He was listening to us talk about Joe Campbell, the next big thing at Kansas Raytown High School Zone, the young man who ain't afraid to tuck his jersey inside his pad so his six-pack is the only thing that shows. He said, you're really into this. He goes, man, I saw Les Miles start following you. And Vern ish hit the fan. I got so excited, like Jesse Spano, I got so excited that I almost fell out and I started frantically checking. No, Les Miles is not following me. And I found Les, and he wasn't. It was a fake Les Miles.
Oh, damn.
But in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, wow, I had real sports horny going through me. Let Les Miles start following me.
And then what?
You won't be able to hold me down.
But he will by following you.
Oh, no.
Oh, choke.
I got to keep on moving.
Oh, here we go.
You won't be able to hold me down.
No, Les, if you're listening, please don't follow
Les,
him.
Do it.
Because then you know what he'll do? He'll just start stroking that Kansas football program. I mean, over the top.
We're making great strides.
Oh, boy, Les. Really am proud to have you out here in Lawrence. You'll start kissing up to him. You'll lose your edge. You'll start to get scared.
I won't lose my edge.
You'll start kissing up to him even more than you're already doing.
I'm not kissing up to him. I'm just speaking honestly.
Guy hasn't won
you're about to watch that
time.
Terrible movie that he made about the Challenger, aren't you?
Well, how do you know it's terrible?
And he
isn't
did,
it a documentary?
He
Dean Cain's in it.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh,
think
it's not a documentary.
Oh, okay.
It is a drama.
Oh yeah, that's got to be bad.
You think so?
Dean Cain.
Les Miles was like fourth billing on the poster.
So
was he really?
Yes.
He's a damn star.
Dean
no,
Cain
not.
Was a headliner.
Les Miles is a national championship coach and a star with versatility that he can talk to people in a Cajun accent, and he's from Michigan.
Unless this movie's only airing in Stillwater and Baton Rouge, he's
oh,
not a star.
Up your ass. It can air in Lawrence and Kansas City. That's it. Make an executive decision. We're going to go see it together.
We should have a watch party for
going
it, actually.
To see it.
Yep. Can we have a watch
We're
party for the Les Miles
yes.
Challenger movie?
We're going
no,
to
I'm not
see
giving
it together.
It money.
Yeah, you are. I'll pay for
There's
it.
There's no way it's in theaters. It's a straight to DVD thing.
No way.
I bet I could find it for free online right
I'd
now.
I'd watch a Barry Oda movie before I ever watched anything with
now
Les
listen,
Miles.
Now,
in
listen,
it.
You take that back. You wouldn't. You wouldn't. You wouldn't watch the boring Barry Odom. But Les Miles, a man who's a vegan, a man who enjoys Chipotle, a man who's a movie star. Hell, I'd let him call me Ronnie.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Hi, welcome back into Show and Vern. I'm Ron the Show Hughley, and we are here to entertain you. From the 660, whoa, Les Miles, Kansas still sucks. M-I-Z, stop talking crap on Odom. Show some respect. You have more than just Kansas fans listening to your show. Excuse me, this is real life. I'm not going to sit here and cater. We talk about Missouri.
Stop talking like that.
We talk about Kansas State.
Very happy that you cut Ronnie me off Hughley like that could be my guest.
But we can have a watch party for the Challenger Disaster movie. We can buy it on YouTube TV, Amazon Prime, Google Play. It's available already.
I'm going.
It's not in theaters. There is not a single theater in the country that will show that movie.
Yeah, it will.
Yes, he's got one in his house.
The movie theater in Lawrence doesn't want to show that film.
I think you're being a little... I think once you come back with that Challenger thing. Actually, I actually do want to take this next topic to start with a comment you made earlier when you were being less idiotic. Don't stick your hands up in the air. Just shut it.
Well, I hope you're not calling me idiotic.
I was talking Serta.
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
All right, fine then. Now, Serta said, we talked about yesterday, the AAF. This weekend, they had a strong showing to start, very similar to the XFL, except the football was much more tolerable than the XFL's opening. So you'd think there are people who might still watch it the next week. But we talked about yesterday that the NFL probably has a little bit more say so in this when you look at the fact that a lot of people that are within the NFL are running it. Bill Polian, a former GM and president in the league who's in the Hall of Fame, was one of the ones who founded it along with Charlie Ebersol, whose father is Big Dick Ebersol, who ran NBC, who has Sunday Night Football. When you look at that, you look at their games are being filmed or being played on the NFL Network.
Line your 79.
Serta had brought out the point of, we had said, man, would Colin Kaepernick benefit from playing in the AAF? Serta then said, do you think the NFL would try to block him from playing in it? Because they have some sort of, as we said, connection with it.
Right.
Their games are on their network. They've got a lot of guys, like we said earlier, Charlie Ebersol, son of Big Dick Ebersol, okay, who is over NBC, mm-hmm, who has the rights to Sunday Night Football. Bill Polian, Hall of Famer guys, works with the ESPN. I thought it was an interesting thought. Because to me, as I said yesterday, with the rule changes, that some of the different rules that they have in the AAF, I feel like Colin Kaepernick could be a test study to see how people would react, what the ratings would be. Because if he came out and they said, Colin Kaepernick is going to be playing for the only team I know, Birmingham Iron, would that get you there? Because you are a person who can't stand it. You didn't watch an ounce of it. You're not going to watch an ounce of it. It doesn't matter if Danny Tartable was the starting quarterback for one of the teams. You wouldn't watch it. But if Colin Kaepernick was there, would you?
Start to finish. And I think...
You'd watch his team's defensive possessions?
I would.
Sorry.
Lose yourself.
I'm sorry. When you say lose...
Certainly, obviously, you would. You're watching it without Colin Kaepernick. Man, I think... Now, I'm not good with ratings, obviously. But I feel like if Colin Kaepernick's playing a game in this Alliance of American Football,
that's right,
not only does everyone that was already watching watch, but then guys like me come back, like sports fans, but not nerd sports fans like Serta, I would come in to watch.
You think we have a lot of hate watchers?
Oh, and then so many hate watchers. You thought people hate-watched Marcus Peters with the Rams throughout the course of the season.
Well,
this
sure
is coast-to-coast, the people that have it out or disagree with or hate Colin Kaepernick. Coast-to-coast people would tune in. I wonder what kind of ratings that would get. And then as it continues over the course of a season, that's something that at least I came to a conclusion. A conclusion of, oh, he's... he's the Colin Kaepernick that I remember. Or, oh, man, he doesn't have. Until I come to a conclusion on him, I'm there every single week.
But it could be a test study. Because what if he were to come in, because Colin Kaepernick and even Eric Reid to an extent, who signed a three-year deal. But Colin Kaepernick, number one, he is the only person that I've ever seen where it would appear winning over was secondary to something else. But I think the NFL obviously is about money. And if they were to see Colin Kaepernick's firsthand with him just in that league, ratings rise.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, there could be a,
And that's
we don't want to miss out on that money. We don't want to miss out on that
dirty
money.
Dirty stuff, too, from the NFL. That's a backdoor way to capitalize on a guy who you have blackballed. Like, that's some low-down, dirty, brilliant business work right there. We don't want you in our league, but man, oh man, we'll capitalize off of that. I mean, that's akin to a white man owning a team in the Negro Leagues back in the day. I don't want you with my guys, but I still want to make money off of your back. That would be some shrewd business, but some shiesty S, if you know what I'm trying to say.
And I would have to do a little bit more digging into the exact relationship of the NFL and the AAF. Maybe there's enough affiliation there that it could affect his collusion case in some possible way. So maybe that's why he hasn't shown any interest so far in it. I would have to imagine if he wants to play football, this would be an outlet that some people around him would recommend.
That's a really good point, Serta. Your best of the week. I'm not kidding. Is anyone else caught off guard? I never took you for a guy who used the term shiesty. I've been stuck really since. I didn't know you had that. This is as bad as the line that we can't use on the air of what Serta said yesterday that took me aback. When he said you got that good. But you rolling shiesty. That caught me off guard, Vern. I couldn't move on anymore.
I was just saying it would be funny if you said that.
It's too inside.
Nobody knows. You know I got
stop.
It.
Stop.
And the Grammy goes to...
He knows I got it.
Invasion of Privacy, Cardi B.
Congratulations to Cardi B.
Right.
Yeah. Pulling something Nicki Minaj could never do. And that's win a Grammy. But anyway, I felt bad because I saw she was kind of getting roasted. And I don't know that it's fair that she should. Because I just found out Tom Petty was dead from you guys a couple of weeks ago.
Rest in peace.
Rest in power, Tom. Rest in power. I just found out he was dead a couple of weeks ago. But someone sent like a passage of a song that he had and just said, you know, it's from Tom Petty underneath.
It didn't say it's from.
No, it just said.
It said the lyric and then it said Tom Petty.
Like, you know, he sung it.
Right.
And it was sent with roses.
Right. And,
man. Thank you, Tom Petty, for the flowers. I left the room, but and the flowers were very big. I want to say thank you so much. And this is such a beautiful note.
She gets a pass for that, right? I mean, she's got.
Thank you, Tom Petty, for.
You think she was like, I wonder what Tom looked like.
Oh, man. Of course she gets a pass.
She gets a pass because, right, like how many. You think she even knows who Tom Petty is? What the hell?
What? No, I don't think she knows who Tom Petty is.
So not even the fact that he's alive. You don't think she knows who Tom Petty is. Can I hear some Tom Petty music? Because I don't know that I know who Tom Petty. I don't know that I. Like
Free Fallin'. You know Free Fallin'.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't know that I could pinpoint and say a Tom Petty song.
You know Running Down a Dream?
I need to hear it. How's it go?
Oh, I'm not that guy. I can't sing for you.
Because when I hear it,
you get me in the car with the windows down, I'll sing you some Tom Petty.
Running Down a Dream.
Oh.
Is this Free Fallin'?
Yeah, right? He said he knows this one.
I know that. As I'm free, free falling.
He already died once. You don't.
What was the other one? Rolling down a river? I thought that was I can tell.
No. Running down a dream.
Just give it to me.
I can't. No, I was making sure that was the name of it. Oh, yeah. Last Dance with Mary Jane. There's no way Sho knows this one. Refugee.
Hold on. Let me get this.
You don't know this.
I got to feel that. It's the chorus.
I mean, she Hold might on. Know him from his time with the Traveling Wilburys.
I won't back down.
Hold on, let me get to this. I feel like I've heard this.
Back.
Can I have the chorus? Can I get the damn chorus of this? Foot.
He just says the last dance with Mary Jane. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
There's a Mary Jane. Is that it?
No.
No.
Is that how it goes?
Mary Jane.
No, that's not it.
Completely different song.
No. I think I was right. Is it tell us? Yes.
You don't know this song. You've just heard this part already.
Is Kim Basinger just in this music video?
I was right on that.
You know I won't back down.
I don't know if I know that.
You do.
Someone texted.
Thank you, Tom Petty.
Somebody texted and said I won't back down. Someone said Nicki is twice the woman Cardi will ever be.
Yeah, and
she'll never be this big.
Well, that's before. That's because of a different reason.
Sho and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Welcome into Barbacoa Tuesdays here on Sho and Vern. The moment you all have been waiting for. I don't even think you need to tease it. I really don't. It's 12:30. It's Tuesday. It's what you all love. It's what you all feel. It's what you all want. It's what you need. 913-576-7610. 913-576-5710. Right? 913-576-7610. That's
there you
it.
Go.
913-576-7610.
What are they calling in for?
I'm about to tell them. You know,
here's a phone number
here.
You don't need to know for any reason.
God.
Until you tell them.
I got a flat. Just give me some icing. Three strikes.
There we go.
All right, call in right now. There's actually.
Okay, so we're playing three strikes. Now here's the phone number, 913-576-7610. That's 913-576-7610. If you want to win, probably the guys in the drive are always giving away really cool stuff, as are the guys on Fesco in the morning. So we got to match them. Yeah, we got to match them, boys.
Absolutely.
So on the line today, on your favorite game, three strikes.
You're bending it.
A World Series program. $15 value when you went to the stadium. A World Series program from when your World Series champion Kansas City Royals played in the Fall Classic.
Are you just going to bring out... Are you just going to bring out things from your garage every week and give away?
Maybe I will. On the line, your World Series champion Kansas City Royals, a program from the World Series.
What's up with this Deacon shirt you got on today?
Just stay in line, young man. 2014 World Series, by the way. Nonetheless, a World Series program is on the line right now. 913-576-7610. And what do you know?
Do they know the rules of three strikes?
Phone lines are packed. Well, if not, they'll figure it out when they get on air.
Oh, hell.
Three strikes.
That's right.
Are you ready?
All right. Let's start off with Scott in Kansas City.
And that's Scott Niedermeyer, right?
That's right. Scott, let's get right to it. Question number one. Name three people that can push Clark Hunt around.
That's a good one.
Andy Reid.
That's correct. Easy. One down, two to go.
Patrick Mahomes, easy.
That's right.
And
Track one.
Taking a little bit too long here. Come on now, Scott. You got Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. Both of them can push Clark Hunt around. Who else can push Chiefs owner Clark Hunt around?
Eric Berry.
No, he'll.
Strike two.
No. He sure
can. Oh, man. Brett Veach.
Oh. Strike three. Oh,
come on, Scott. Yeah. Oh, come on. All right, we move on and we head out to Lee Summit.
That was an easy one.
We go to Gordon in Lee Summit. Hey, Gordon, how we doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine, my friend.
All right, Gordon, first question for you. Name three athletes that you know are nasty.
Nasty?
That's right.
Joel Embiid.
I feel like this is going. He's nasty, Rihanna.
Yeah.
One down, two to go.
I would say another nasty athlete, probably Allen Iverson.
That's correct. Two down, one to go. Give me one more.
How about Dennis Rodman?
Oh, Dennis Rodman's been nasty. You know that. All right, question number two.
Gordon, I never listened to this show.
Oh, that's fantastic. Question number two, Gordon. Name three things that Steven Serta has lied about.
His sex life.
That's correct.
Wow!
That's correct.
That's something I never lied about.
His unit size.
Yeah, he actually did that.
No,
our text chain.
He has never lied about his Johnson.
And also his handicapping ability.
Track one.
No, he's never lied about that. You got two right, one strike against you. It's a 2-1 count. What are you going to do with it here, Gordo?
I think I'm going to have to go. I know he's lied about a lot of different things. I think he's lied about his transcript in college. He never really graduated.
No,
you're being certain right now.
Yeah, you're making stuff up, Gordon.
No, he's being certain right now. He has no idea.
Gordon said, I know he's lied about a lot of things.
One other thing that Serta has lied about, it's a 2-2 count.
Well, stop, I'm thinking he's probably lied about...
You ready, Pete?
Let's see. How about something related to sports? That would be his...
Strike three! You're out!
I feel like something related to sports could have worked. To be completely
because he already gave him stuff.
Yeah, he gave himself up on that one. All right, here we go. When it comes down to this, we're all pulling for you.
When Gordon didn't say nasty-ass Reggie off the jump, I knew he did. But then Allen Iverson.
We go to Pete in Kansas City. Pete, you're up on three strikes here on Show and Vern. Name three people that get show Ron the Show Hughley sports horny.
Oh, man, I don't know at all. Give me three strikes, man.
Strike three. You're out.
I told you they wanted the program. He just called. No idea. Did any of those people ever listen to the show?
No, they just heard that prize. Because that's what a magnificent prize is.
Came running. All right, well, I'll keep it. You got a chance to win it coming up next Tuesday, 12:30. Three strikes right here on your home for fabulous prizes. Show and Vern.
Newsflash.
Serta's Newsflash.
The NBA has announced that it will investigate whether league rules were broken when Philadelphia's Ben Simmons inquired about meeting with Los Angeles Lakers president Magic Johnson for playing tips. Of course, Rich Paul is Ben Simmons' agent who also represents LeBron James. And Magic Johnson pretty much just admitted to tampering for like the fourth time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I just don't think he knows what it is.
Oh, man.
You know what he says? Tampering! Tampering? Man, I got HIV. You think I give a damn about tampering? I take 27 pills a day. And Cookie still ain't left.
Oh, my God.
You think I give a damn about tampering? Kiss my ass, tampering. Walk a day in my shoes. You would trade a damn day to be me. damn about tampering? Listen, right here. You know what? Look here. Right here, Adam Silver. I call Paul George's ass right here in front of your face. I'll tell you right now. And dare me. You think I give a damn about tampering? I've been living with HIV for 10 years. You think I care about tampering?
Oh, man, you're wrong.
I'm sorry. That got away. Boy, I'll get called in the office for that one.
I'm sorry. That's just what I believe he's thinking.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. From the 785, show is straight foolish. Probably something. I'm probably going to hear from my wife about that one.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Well, same prize next week for three strikes. Please just listen to the show so you get a chance to win this sorry-ass prize. I've been forced by Mr. Spector to apologize for my Magic Johnson rant. Said it was
unbecoming.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, and you didn't say anything that wasn't true.
I'll listen. Whatever. I apologize to the listeners. I stand by it.
He understands and takes full accountability the egregious act that he committed. He is extremely remorseful for his actions. What he has done is he has sought professional counseling with regards moving forward in anything like this situation. Once he understands his situation, he is now working towards being a better man moving forward. By no means, from an organizational standpoint, is this a guarantee of anything. As we all know, you know, trust has to be earned, and that has to be earned with the Cleveland Browns organization and the community of Cleveland moving forward.
You hire me to be show. Don't be afraid or surprised when he comes out sometimes. That was General Manager John Dorsey, who loves chocolate chip cookies. No seatbelts needed. Who loves chocolate chip cookies. Speaking about Kareem Hunt. It's the biggest story in sports so far. It is still dominating the headlines across the country, and then obviously with the tie here. If you really break down everything, Vern, and you look at the entirety of the situation, when you see it was late November when he was released by the Kansas City Chiefs with four games left. At that point is when, in the interview he did with Lisa Salters from ESPN, Vern, if you remember, he said now, at that point is when he has started to, at that point he hadn't even started to get help on what may be his issues. This was something he was moving towards getting help with. If you think about, that's the point where he started, we'll say from that point he started to receive counseling and help on trying to rectify some of the issues that he may have with his anger, or who knows where else. I think it is fair to argue this, that the decision that Kareem has made, because you were very adamant about this yesterday, he is the one, him and his representation are the ones who made the decision. I think it's fair to wonder and question that the decision of Kareem choosing to go to Cleveland could show that he's not really ready and that he really isn't at a place where he is rehabilitated. And I say that because my experience with people, and I think my experience isn't any better than anybody else's. I think many people walking around here, anyone sitting at their desk, driving in their car right now, probably has had experience with someone who has issues with something that they needed help with. And when they realize, and when you start to see them, whether that's alcohol use, drugs, whatever, when you start to see them get better and start to take control of things, they still want to avoid being back into a place where they had those issues. right? If you had an issue with gambling, like even if you felt like I haven't gambled in a year, 2 years, like I could still see people saying, you know what, buddy's having a bachelor party at Harris North Casino. We're supposed to start at winning streaks and then hang out at the casino. I could see a person saying, you know what, I don't want to put myself in that situation, even though I'm good and I've gotten better. I don't want to put myself in that situation. It shows, it's a big part, Vern, that shows that this person is kind of understanding what's going on. I think that it's fair to say that maybe Kareem is not at that place if that's the place that he jumped on, the first opportunity he jumped.
I think I speak, Cleveland. I know I speak for the both of us, and I'm pretty sure I speak for everyone at 610 Sports Radio. We all hope that Kareem has made the necessary changes in his life, that he never puts himself in a position to react the way that he acted at that hotel in Cleveland, like he reportedly acted while in Kansas City. The 3-4 incidents that we've heard of, we all hope, and we're all pulling for Kareem Hunt to turn his life around to become a positive member of society. And you are right. I did want to make sure that people know that he's the one that made that decision. Don't put the onus on the NFL or the Browns for not looking out for Kareem Hunt. That's not their job. Their job is to win games and make money. So I never begrudge the NFL for being who they've always been. To go along, though, with what you're saying, to me, Cleveland is the only place that Kareem Hunt could have gone that would reflect him learning nothing. Again, I hope he's made a change in his life. But if he goes to L.A. or Denver, Buffalo, or Miami, well, then what you laid out perfectly, show, that's eliminated. That, okay, maybe he hasn't grown the way that we wanted him to, but he's at least not going back to the, for lack of a better term, scene of the crime, right? But choosing Cleveland, to me, it does raise a question that you posed. It raises a question of, did he even feel the slap on the wrist? Because that's all it was. It's hard to imagine that you're a completely different person in 4 or 5 months from whenever the suspension was handed down. That's tough to believe, but I can hope that that's happened. Cleveland and him signing there, that's the lone city where I go, man, I am kind of nervous that maybe he learned nothing. That in this time, he's felt as if he was the victim. And if I go back home, I'm going to continue acting in the ways I was acting previously. You go anywhere else, I don't have that fear. Cleveland's the one place that could reflect that maybe this young man hasn't learned a damn thing because his employer hasn't tried to teach him anything. He hasn't even been suspended yet. In fact, he's ultimately likely to get a raise this year and next year. He's going to make more money after video of him putting his hands and feet on a woman has come out. That's heartbreaking if indeed he hasn't learned anything.
I think the big point that you brought up there was the time frame. That's the thinking in the joint. Because I think there might be some people who, hey, Ron, back off, let him. I want him to be at a place where he learns from this. I want him to be at a place where he improves himself and that he doesn't get to a place where this comes up again. Hell, not surely just for him, but surely for the public around him. I hope he does learn this. I'm a guy who believes in not throwing away people and locking them up and saying they're no use unless you're Art Briles and Jerry Sandusky and
R. Kelly.
And soon to be Michael Jackson. Oh, God. And who's the guy, the other Baylor coach?
Oh, Dave Bliss.
Dave Bliss. There are several. Hitler. I'm not want to throw that away. I hope he does get better. But when I look at this, and people know, man, there were going to be other options, right? We believe there were going to be other options. We all thought Chicago was going to be the destination. But if this is the one he's jumping on, Vern, I think that could be the telltale sign. He's just doing what
what's right there instead of making the decision that this ain't probably best for me. Hopefully not, but I think it is something that you could question. All right, coming up on the other side, what the hell did I just say that for? Oh, that was so lame. The other side. I think Bill Self has taken, he's taken me to this place, Vern, that I really didn't think that he could ever do. He's the greatest coach in this area, but he's really taken me to a place of anger.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.